is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The South Caucasus, Azerbaijan, I've traveled to happily many times over the years. Armenia, the capitals are Yerevan and Baku. And in the conflict that was resolved in 20, 21, 22, 23, and in the peace negotiations since, the important detail of Nagorno-Karabakh is now completely under the sovereignty of Azerbaijan, as it always was, except for the intervening decades when Armenia illegally occupied Nagorno-Karabakh. However, within these last days, Reuters is reporting that the prime minister of Armenia, Mr. Pashinyan, has made remarks, unless something important happens in villages along the frontier, there will be war with Azerbaijan. I immediately turned to my colleague and friend, that is Elin Sulimanov, the former ambassador to the United States from Azerbaijan, now the ambassador to the United Kingdom from Azerbaijan, noting that Elin was quoted in the very important Telegraph out of London. Elin Sulimanov reads the Telegraph, strongly denied Baku had any plans for the third war, but said the issue of the four occupied villages remained a point of contention. Said the ambassador, we have no plans to invade Armenia. Why would we do that? What is the point? I have the ambassador himself here to help us understand what this latest Reuters report means. Mr. Ambassador, it's a pleasure to welcome you to the show. We have no plans to invade Armenia. I believe it. There's no war. There's not going to be war. And a good day to you, Elin.
Thank you. Good talking to you, John. Always a pleasure. Indeed, we are not going to invade Armenia. We have no plans like that. I am a little bit confused by Prime Minister Pashinyan's rhetoric, because that actually contradicts his own rhetoric, where he says we're very close to peace. President Aliyev of Azerbaijan has said very clearly we're closest to peace than ever before. Foreign Minister of Armenia confirmed that by saying that we're very close to peace. Of course, there are some small things remain, but essentially, we live in peace at the moment. This is the longest stretch of no fighting, no incidents along the borders of the two countries. In fact, there was one incident which was resolved locally, but other than that, there was basically no serious threats to peace. And in fact, there are no real obstacles to peace after Azerbaijan has restored its full sovereignty over the region of Karabakh. Now, the four villages in question along the border between Armenia and Azerbaijan have nothing to do with Karabakh. They're very close to Tovuz area. It's in the north, where in 2020, on 14th of July, the first major attack from Armenia occurred, as you remember. Those villages are indisputably the part of Azerbaijan. There have never been a question about them. They just happen to be along the border. They're occupied, destroyed since 1992, and have been completely under Armenian control since then. Even Armenian-owned maps show those villages as part of Azerbaijan. There's no question there. And in fact, one should give credit to Prime Minister of Armenia showing the map of Armenia, which excludes those villages. As a matter of fact, and there's a small caveat which gets people a little bit confused. There are also four other villages which are enclaves, Azerbaijani enclaves within Armenia. The small enclaves. There was a Soviet practice of exchanging enclaves. There's an enclave of Armenian sovereignty within Azerbaijan. Those are different. Those are we're not even talking about them at the moment. We're talking about four villages on the sovereign territory of Azerbaijan, along the border, illegally occupied by Armenia. Of course, as a part of any agreement of all normalization, they should be returned. It's not even a question. The statements by the prime minister were a little bit surprising, and I want to give him a benefit of a doubt. I do think that he might have been speaking a little bit figuratively and perhaps somewhat misunderstood, because there seems to be quite a strong domestic stripe in Armenia. The political discussions are rather heated, so I would not be surprised if this was, you know, used within domestic political discourse.
I'm keen on saying positive things since I visited the region in late 20, right after the conclusion of the violence. The positive things are that Nagorno-Karabakh needed to be cleaned up and reorganized and turned into modern part of the modern Azerbaijan. Has that happened, Mr. Ambassador? I especially worried about all the trees that were cut down and the mines that were planted. How is that going in demining and reforesting at Nagorno-Karabakh?
Thank you. Thank you, John. In fact, we work very hard on this. We're working very hard on rebuilding. This is the major priority of Azerbaijan. In fact, much of Azerbaijani state budget is focused on rebuilding, reconstruction. But as you pointed out, the major challenge remains demining. We just had a very interesting event here at the UK Parliament. I'm grateful to our UK friends because UK leads on demining efforts, supporting Azerbaijan. In fact, the US has done a very important contribution as well. Demining remains a major problem because the area is not just destroyed, as you have seen, but also is heavily mined. We have very great difficulty returning to these territories because people are being blown up every day. You could see about 350 people have been affected by mine explosions. So that remains the key issue. That aside, of course, Azerbaijan is investing a lot in both Shusha, in the other areas. By the way, the largest solar plant, the alternative energy plant in the liberated territories in Jebrail is being built together with BP. So there's a lot of good things happening. And because we're hosting the COP29, the UN largest conference on climate actions later this year, I think that's also an important sign of Azerbaijan's development and moving forward. In fact, just to point that out, that we received the endorsement for this major conference as a matter of consensus. And consensus was only possible because Armenia supported Azerbaijan's candidacy and we supported theirs to a different position. So for me, that's the greatest sign of the things moving forward positively. You know, John, I said that in one of my meetings with the media. It feels that from the outside, people almost want the conflict to happen. People keep asking it. It's not like, if you're invading, when are you invading? We don't want to invade anybody. We have said many times, this is absurdity. We have restored our territorial integrity. We have restored our land, our borders. We don't want to. We respect the territorial integrity of our neighbors. We respect the sovereignty. We've never in our lives invaded anybody else's territory. It's Armenia who invaded Azerbaijan for 30 years. So every week, every month, someone comes up and says, look, when are you invading? Are you invading? And it seems that people are so committed, so eager to see bad news. They can't stomach the fact that Azerbaijan and Armenia are actually getting along and trying to figure out a way forward for a peaceful solution. I think part of this, of course, is the hysteria which exists within the Armenian diaspora, unfortunately, turning into some completely racist, Islamophobic, and these statements. It's just unpleasant even to listen to all these conversations about our background, about denigrating each other.
Right.
This is really not the way forward, but I think overall, I feel that the news are rather positive.
Right. Elin Suleymanov is the ambassador from the Republic of Azerbaijan to the United Kingdom, Court of St. James. I'm John Bannon.